we are dealing with waterfalls of proof, mountains of evidence, combined with verifiable testimony, and then corroborated by foreign indictments, and yet complete media silence. Is it clear to you yet? I mean, have you rid your mind of any doubt whatsoever that this legacy mainstream media, these major broadcast networks, these cable so-called news outlets, have completely surrendered, totally turned over, walked away from any journalistic integrity that they may have once had, if they ever had any at all? And it has now been totally revealed, completely exposed, absolutely defined, that they are all bought and paid for, every single one of them. They're a propaganda machine. There's no two ways about it. There's no mincing words. I'm not going to sugarcoat around this. They are a propaganda machine akin to what you see in China today. Communist-ruled China. No different than Hitler's 1930s Germany. It is all fake propaganda. Lies. These people are absolutely 100% in bed with the very communists that have hijacked our entire political system in their attempt, which will fail, to topple our republic. They're manufactured. They're manufactured no differently than the way the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, or Britney Spears were manufactured by Lou Pearlman. No differently than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was taken away from flipping her boobies for tip money in New York to the most prolific United States congressperson before Marjorie Taylor Greene. Manufactured, fake, phony. The cycle of stories is dictated and then handed down to them by these globalists. Every day, every morning, you'll see it on every network. They're all the same. Your favorite news channel is exactly identical. The exact same as the one that you profess to loathe. The only difference, the spin. There are no exceptions. The same stories. In a cycle, repeated ad nauseum, regurgitated by phony actors playing a role. It's all a movie script. And evil has its grip on every single one of them. But not here. We break news here. We could potentially be the only honest platform left in the entire nation. And I'm not saying that because I want you to pat me on the back. I'm saying that because I want you to have the truth. We break news here. We tell the truth. We expose corruption. We report with integrity. We face being targeted as a result by a weaponized system of law enforcement and courts, or even worse, retaliation by the criminals that are implicated by the proof that we fearlessly put in front of the public every single day. We talk about studies. We talk about facts. We warn about danger. We ask the hard questions and we name names. Now listen, my recent interview with George Papadopoulos was ignored by the mainstream media completely. And that interview, combined with the testimony brought here yesterday by Maria Zach, could potentially be the biggest story of the year. Other than the National File, nobody has touched it. The biggest story of the year, it has now been confirmed that the same people responsible for illegally spying on the Trump campaign are also implicated in the biggest crime against the American people in the history of our country, and yet not one single peep. Not on CNN, not MSNBC, not ABC, not the Fox News Channel, not Newsmax, not any of them that these millions of people get sucked into every day as fake stories about imaginary pipeline hacks at the hands of the Russians and deadly viruses. They have to be the focal point because that is what they're paid to push. Jack Maxey has been on this program before. He came on this program as he first went through the laptop from hell. He was on this show and he released information here after going to several other people who pushed him away. No, we don't want to hear about that. We don't want that. We don't want that. He's a graduate of Yale. He's a U.S. Navy veteran. He's the former co-host of Steve Bannon's War Room Pandemic. He's a political commentator. He is credible. And he was one of the first to go through that hard drive, belonging to the crackhead pervert son of the so-called president. So now he has released, as of yesterday, some never-before-publicly-heard audio to the Stu Peters Show, to me personally. He sent it to me. And I asked him, Jack, have you given this audio to anybody else? And he said, yeah, you know, Stu, I have. But nobody has touched it. Nobody will release it. Nobody wants to talk about it. And he doesn't know why that might be. You see, these are the questions that we have to ask. More so over than the importance of the audio that we're about to play you here is the question as to why nobody wants to touch it. Why does nobody dare to show the world how corrupt these people really are? Is Hunter Biden important? Yes, he is. Why? Because he is the son of the leader of the free world, supposedly. He is the son of the most powerful man, allegedly, in the world. He is the son of the sitting president of the United States of America. He is the son of the former vice president, the number two in charge, the number two most powerful person in the world, who for millions of dollars in several adversarial countries to the United States sold out that vice presidency and its influence and sold his soul for money. Of course he's important. Now, you all remember Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry. He was really famous, not so much for what he did as a mayor, but more so for being arrested by the FBI in a hotel room smoking crack. Of course, the real question is, why didn't it railroad his political career? We obviously know the answers to that, but I digress. Barry seems to be no stranger to Hunter Biden and vice versa, as the Stu Peters Show is now releasing, for the first time publicly apparently, an audio admission by Hunter Biden, the son of the installed so-called president. Watch.
So, I have to become a 48-year-old kickboxer. I hear you. I fucking hear you.
Emotionally, yes.
I'm moving, and I'm going to quit the crack and go on to the heroin.
That's what they do over there, mostly. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm telling you. Listen,
yeah.
That's some pretty... That's some pretty out there advice, but I'll go with it. Man.
Well, you're in this way, you're fortunate. It's very clear what the test is. You pass the test, you're a strong man. Like, you know, you're Hercules. You don't pass the test, everyone grieves and says this is understandable and people are human. You pass the test, you're superhuman. So it's like, well, who doesn't want to pass that test? Well, lots of people don't want to, is the answer. But if you choose to, you're unstoppable.
I thought I passed it before. That's the thing that's the scariest part, for real.
I don't know that I do well with it either, but I'd hope. I mean,
I thought I passed it and realized this. Is the test never ends.
The test never ends. That's what I was trying to say. Exactly. The test
When do I get, and this is the total ego, when do I get to be Hercules?
Every time you're tested, and it's like recharging your battery.
No, for the rest of the world. When do I get to walk into the fucking arena?
Whenever you decide that you're going to do it. Absolutely. Whenever you decide, you know what? Okay. Let's go. But you have to have that core, absolute belief. Like, you can cut my arm off or my brother's arm off. Like, you don't get it. I don't surrender. That's what I'm getting at, by the way, with the one example that the president provides is he doesn't fucking care. He's not. Yeah, I love a long shutdown, he says. Could go years. Because I'm invulnerable to pain. People don't understand. You don't even get it. Shut it down. So there's that. I mean, I'm sure he has other problems, but like, you know, the big examples are Gandhi, you know, these are the big examples of people who are like, so I won't eat, okay? Let's see how that goes for people, okay? I don't need to eat. I can die, it's okay. But it wouldn't have worked if he was like, look, I'm going to do lines of coke until I have a stroke. People would be like, okay, this doesn't, the storyline has gotten too fucked up here.
Are you sure he didn't get drunk?
I'm not sure, because he loved girls.
But I still haven't told you.
Did Martin Luther King use a lot of coke? I don't know.
I don't know. See, you are such a racist.
No, yeah, right.
He did not. Jesus Christ. Okay, but listen to you're so funny.
Well, that mayor from D.C.
No, that
Marion Barry.
You know what? I actually smoked crack with Marion Barry. I swear to fucking God.
Jesus.
That was in Georgetown, and he used to go to a place right next to the guards. And I was a sophomore, I guess. It was a junior when that happened, but he used to come there and drink, like, late. And I would be in there. And he'd go to the bathroom. But anyway.
So are you ready to anticipate, welcome, and, you know, greet terrible pain?
Well, to be honest with you, no, I feel like it couldn't get much worse than this.
No, that's true, but
I don't know. I mean, it could get worse. I mean, obviously, it could get worse.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get worse until you get, like, ultimately stopped, not by yourself, by someone else. I mean, it gets worse when you end up in jail.
Maxi has provided this audio to several other outlets. Not one of them has reported on it. Papadopoulos has been wanting to tell his real story and go on the record about crimes committed against what he estimated at, quote, 74 million Americans, but has been limited to the soundbite quick hits. Patrick Byrne has been outwardly contributing millions to the efforts in Arizona, where an audit is being conducted, but then totally skipped over by the media because they are the enemy of the people. Maria Zach dropped bombs on this program yesterday, and she's been waving her arms in the air fervently trying to tell the world about what happened early in the morning on November 4th, 2020, but until just the other day has not had a bona fide national platform to broadcast her verifiable revelations. The MSM, the mainstream media, they don't want to touch the theirs discrepancies. They don't want to dabble in the numbers of adverse side effects and deaths that are occurring post-injection, post-jab, post-shot in the arm, because that's not what their contracts permit. And every single one of them has sold their souls. We told you months ago that COVID-19 was leaked out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but we were banned. We were kicked off Facebook, we were demonetized on YouTube, we were prohibited from posting nearly everywhere, and labeled conspiracy theorists. What happened? By this time next week, the story will be completely different. And the crime will be solved. That's according to a late night conversation that I had last evening with somebody that I completely trust, who will, by the way, be in Washington, D.C. to make a public announcement before the press sometime within the next 8 days. The question is, will the press be there? Will the cameras be rolling? That's a legitimate question to ask. Because although it's not hard to believe, it is still incredibly frustrating to digest that we live in the only supposedly free country left on the face of the planet. Yet the media, the very people responsible for exposing the truth, and bringing facts to the court of public opinion have completely violated and walked away from their code. All while kids are disappearing, more of them are flooding into the country, undocumented, of course, so that nobody will miss them when they're gone. In the hands of those that want their blood for reasons that we know, but that nobody really wants to talk about. Under the direction of the biggest human trafficker the world has ever known, who happens to allegedly occupy the Oval Office, and it's all being suppressed by those that feed information to an easily influenced, unsuspecting majority of the populace struggling to keep their small businesses open. They're watching their inner cities as they burn at the hands, by the way, of domestic terrorists, while the number of cops on the streets in their neighborhoods continues to decrease as budgets are cut by radical progressives installed into positions of power against the will of the American people, who are trampling all over the constitutional rights of citizens, begging for air, gasping for truth, crying out for relief through muzzled mouths under mandated masks while violent crime soars. Kids are indoctrinated. They're being brainwashed by politically charged Satanists posing as educators. Suicides are out of control. Good people are losing everything, being jailed, while criminals roam the streets. The First Amendment is gone. The Second is next. The military has turned their backs on all of it in the name of wokeness, in the name of transformation and reimagination. While our children are being lured with cookies and ice cream to sites where they're jabbed against the will of their parents, who are then in turn held back physically by cops, all the while knowing that the vaccine wasn't brought in for COVID, but rather that COVID was brought here to bring in the vaccine. I cannot wait until next week. Folks, get yourself a pair of Step-On socks. Get yourself a three-pack of Step-On socks for just $17.76. Go to steponsocks.com right now, where you can step all over these snakes all day long. Biden, Pelosi, Obama, the Clinton crime family, Anthony Fauci, who will soon be imprisoned. I know that he will be. Bill Gates, the same way, he's on the run. I wouldn't be surprised if you never see or hear from that guy again. Much like Jim Comey, where has Jim Comey been? All of these people who are supposedly underground, I believe George Papadopoulos when he says to me that John Durham knows exactly where these people are. And I am so exhausted by hearing in the Twitter sphere, which, by the way, is not the real world, that we've had all of this evidence all along and nothing is being done about it. Well, that time has come, and something will be done about it. And wherever I'm banned from, we will reappear somewhere else. And there are millions of people combined on all of these platforms that will follow us wherever we go, because the truth cannot be hidden. Back to the socks. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get yourself a three-pack for just $17.76. A lot of people ask, how can we support your platform, Stu? Can we donate? Sure, you can donate. You can go to stupetersradio.com. You can make yourself a donation. We appreciate it. It takes money to keep a platform on the air, and we don't accept funding from the billionaire globalists for obvious reasons. We have turned down and walked away from major contracts, because we will not be watered down and our narrative will remain truthful. We realize the uphill battle that we are facing, and that's why we have incredible sponsors. We will only do business, by the way, with America First patriots who love this republic and who have a faith in God. That is the only people that are allowed to advertise here on this platform. One of them is steponsocks.com. Best way to support this platform, other than making a donation at stupetersradio.com, is to go to steponsocks.com or to support any one of our sponsors. Get yourself something in return, a three-pack of these 100% cotton Patriot-designed socks with the names of all of the enemies of the American free will written plainly and boldly on the bottom of these no-slip bottom socks. Rubber on the bottom there so you won't slip anywhere you are. Take them off. Put your feet up on the desk wherever you go. Show the whole world that you are not a sheeple and that you are stepping on these snakes. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get yourself a three-pack. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to steponsocks.com. Back right after this. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu Peters. Peters, and the Stu Peters Show is on.
Your policy is going to break the Civil Rights Act, and it's going to break the Medical Disabilities Act. Is that what you're going to do? So your policy trumps the law. You guys are not going to allow the religious exemption. You're not going to allow for a medical condition. Yes or no?
All right.
Yeah, yes or no? So that's going to be your policy then, correct? It's going to trump law.
So because we don't have what we need for order to be signed, I'm going to call a recess until I would like to begin this meeting. So we will dismiss until...
Okay, now continue to break policy and law. Your policy is illegal and unlawful. We all know it. Every one of you know it. And you all have documents there, and all of you are going to be prosecuted for fraud because don't follow through and allow the American Civil Act and the medical disability. You have to give those students the option to do that. You have to. Y'all don't care. Because, man, you don't care anymore. You don't care about our students anymore. You don't care about the Civil Act. You don't care about the American Disabilities Act. Seriously.
You guys, here they are. They think the American Disabilities Act does not apply to them. They think the Civil Rights Act doesn't apply to them. You don't care about me and my religion, my children and our religion. You don't care about that, right? So there you go. Jefferson County Board of Education doesn't care about the Constitution and doesn't care about real law. They think their policy trumps law. Wow. Ma'am?
You want me to help you carry that?
No, ma'am. I appreciate it, though. Thank you. You're too kind. I really appreciate it. I can walk. I'm not a dog. I don't need a muzzle. So don't try to muzzle me with the leash, okay? Thank you, ma'am. I know how to walk. I can walk very. Yes, ma'am.
You're doing there.
Oh, wow. Thank you. All condescending here. Everybody's got their mask on. Y'all are such good little people.
Thank you.
So now they've been presented all the documents, and hopefully they can read. I'm sure they can. All the sections and codes that they're violating. Mainly the Constitution. None of you guys care about the Constitution anymore, right? Everybody thinks their policy trumps law. The American Disabilities Act doesn't apply to Jefferson County. The Civil Rights Act doesn't apply to Jefferson County. Thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. I'm going fabulous. How are you?
All right.
I left. Yes, sir.
Okay.
What do you want to say to me, sir? Because I've already presented all the documents to Sheriff Petway. He knows what's going on here. Okay. What's going on here is completely illegal and unlawful. That's fine. Yes, sir.
I understand, but we still need you to leave.
I am. I'm leaving. I'm going.
All right. Where you parked
at? I'm over in the parking lot. I don't need you to show me to my car. I'm going to leave, okay? I'm walking out. I don't need you to help me walk to my car. I can do it by myself, okay?
You're fine.
I don't need you to walk with me, okay? I can leave, okay? Thank you.
My office is here, too.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm leaving, okay? And I promise you. I told you I'm leaving. Yes, I don't need you to walk me to the car.
I'm just walking in the parking lot.
Okay.
Unbelievable. That was the scene in Jefferson County, Alabama. It was at the Board of Education meeting when Christopher Key was thrown out of that meeting regarding masks. And of course, the police arrived to make certain that he would walk to his car on his own, as you saw. It was really quite the spectacle. Key had planned to make a statement on behalf of students and parents that oppose the muzzling of free people, particularly kids, but he didn't get the opportunity to speak. He handed over paperwork to that communist board prior to leaving under his own horsepower, but as you saw at the direction and under the escort of tyrannical figureheads, you saw that lady there. And it would appear today that we can, however, celebrate a small victory in that county, actually a big victory, as an announcement posted from Jefferson County Schools says, quote, masks will become optional and the district will not be requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccination. Key joins us now to tell his story. Chris, thank you for being here. Quickly, before we get to the victory and educate our fellow patriots on how they might win some of these battles, what were you going to say in this open public meeting before being removed from the People's Forum?
Basically, Stu, what I wanted them to know was that the U.S. Constitution specifically states, here in Alabama at least, that we have a medical exemption and or religious exemption. And that they had to honor this, and if they didn't, then number one, they violated the Constitution, but number two, they were committing frauds, too. And that's what I've been able to do for the last couple of years is present documents to these people and use their fear and intimidation against them because they use it against us. And if we take that back with the power of the pen and put certain papers in process to them and let them know that they could be sued and held liable themselves, that's where we get things done, and that's where it seemed to work in this situation, Stu.
So you were going to tell them, basically, look, these aren't laws. These are, you know, just arbitrary
policy.
Things. Yeah, they're policies.
Policies, Stu. Mm-hmm. That's what they keep saying. the policy. Your policy can't break the law. And that's what these people don't get. But they think they can't. And these guys had me leave the meeting and whatnot. And they said that they really didn't care about the Constitution. They didn't care about the American Disabilities Act. They didn't care about the Civil Rights Act, that everybody still had to wear a mask. And what I knew was coming, Stu, and why I had to do this so right when it was happening, is because I knew if they allowed the mask mandate to stay in place, they were going to use that to make sure everybody was vaccinated. Okay. And this was a huge win because they actually admitted that they're not going to make our children be vaccinated. So that's a huge win, Stu.
Absolutely. You know, and standing in the face of tyranny is the only way that we can do this. So you wrote them a letter, you filed some paperwork. And as a result of that, you are not going to have to be required to wear a mask if you're a child in Jefferson County, Alabama, nor will you be required to be inoculated and show proof of that, show your papers akin to 1930s Germany. So what can you tell, you know, listeners, viewers of the Stu Peters Show, what they can do to accomplish these same things in their prospective school districts?
Again, the power of the pen, Stu. You had Lewis Ewing on your show a couple weeks ago, and through his paperwork that he wrote, I was able to get these documents and put them specifically together. And it's amazing how the power of the pen works. You know, when these guys, you put the fear and intimidation back on them because they don't want to be sued. You know, people don't realize that the vaccine companies are exempt of all liability because of the PREP Act and also because the Ronald Reagan Act of the what was it again? Help me out, Stu. I went blank. The Vaccine Injury Act.
Yeah.
Okay. And these people can't be sued anymore. I would love to have a company that was exempt of any and all liability. Wouldn't you love to have the Stu Peters Show that was exempt from any and all liability, and you could say, do, and sell whatever you wanted to, and it didn't matter? If you were selling things that had arsenic or total poisons in it, you would allow to get away with that. That's what's happening to these vaccine companies. And that's why if we hold these government officials and whatnot liable and let them know with the threat of lawsuit, then they will stand down. At least they did in this situation. I think they will in another. So write your congressmen, your governors in this state, the Board of Education, those people in power, if you present them documents saying that they have the threat of a lawsuit, they likely will stand down, Stu.
Wonderful. Congratulations. And we wish you the best of luck down there in Alabama. It seems that you found some success. If anybody wants that information regarding Lewis Ewing, we will put that over at StuPeters.tv. StuPeters.tv. You can go there for all that information. I know that Lewis has got a flyer for nearly every state in the country. He's been quite the controversial figure. And the reason why is because he's been attacked by these tyrants. He's been attacked by the federal government. He's been made to look as a discredited person, because that's the first thing that people do when there is no defense, when they have an indefensible argument or a position, and you are actually bringing an argument that can defeat them. The only defense is to try to silence you, to discredit you, to muzzle you, to kick you out, to take your freedom away from you, to stomp all over the Constitution, shred apart your individual liberties, and we just can't stand for that. Christopher Key, go ahead.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. One last thing. You know, that's what they've been doing for me for 24 years, Stu, and we'll talk about that later. But please be praying for me, because on June 9th, I was arrested by Whole Foods and Amazon, and I'm getting to go to court on that. And we're going to get to bring, at the first time, subpoena the governor of Alabama, the medical advisors, the lieutenant governor to show that there is a pandemic, that the COVID virus has been isolated. And that's where it's going to be very interesting, because they can't prove this, and more than likely they'll throw my case out. But then that opens them up for a civil lawsuit. So either way we win, Stu, we will not let these tyrants win them and take over this country.
Wow. Amazing. Best of luck to you. We will be sending our prayers for you. And we hope that you'll set a precedent for the rest of the country as we watch your success there in Alabama. Christopher Key, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. I love what you guys are doing. Keep it up.
Appreciate it. I want to remind you guys about one of our sponsors, and that is Verve Forever. Now, Verve Forever is a CBD company, not just any CBD company. We're talking about a veteran-owned, patriot-owned CBD company. Now, you guys trust me. You trust me with Carlos Cortez. You guys have been wonderful over at steponsocks.com. Really high-quality socks. But we also have the highest quality CBD available at the most affordable prices, and we have the ability to do business with a patriot who served in the United States military. As we approach Memorial Day here, and we honor all of those that that sacrificed, that gave their lives to continue to provide liberty here in the United States. And we're clutching onto it. We're not going to let that go. I promise you, we're not going to let that go. We are going to win, and it's coming. I mean, waterfalls of proof, mountains of evidence. It's completely undeniable. I talked to Tim Klund about this just the other day. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be down in Texas next month here, just in a few days, to be the MC for the celebrity softball game that he puts on. Verve Forever does a lot of really great charitable things for veterans and for the community, for kids that battle with, you know, psychological problems and different various diagnoses. But Verve Forever, the reason why Tim Klund got into the business in the first place was to take care of his fellow veterans, to stabilize their mind, to deal with the psychological issues, the PTSD and the suicidal thoughts, things like that. You know, these oils can really help with that. And instead of this cocktail of drugs that these doctors want to force down your throat, poison you with all of these chemicals, you can deal with those psychological issues, including just regular run-of-the-mill stress and anxiety, in a holistic and natural way using Verve Forever CBD. And if you're already doing business with another CBD company, stop doing that. I mean, there's no reason why you should be doing business with a company that's not owned by a veteran, that's not owned by an America First patriot. Also, if it's not enough already that you're doing business with a veteran, right now over at AmericaFirstOil.com, you're going to get 50% off site-wide. Now, that's on any product, whether you're dealing with physical pain like joints, muscles, ligaments, arthritis, anything like that. Maybe you had some surgery and you need to deal with the pain, or the psychological stuff that we talked about. Every single product site-wide right now, 50% off using the promo code VET50. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now and tell them that Stu sent you when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, according to the USA Today, a Southwest Airlines flight attendant was assaulted by a passenger over the weekend and lost two teeth. You might have seen it on your fake news media. And then according to a letter that the flight attendants union sent to the airline's CEO on Monday, they're appealing for more safeguards as travel resumes, rebounds, and picks up again. According to the article, the union said that there were 477 passenger misconduct incidents on that airline alone in just over a month's time. One airline, 1 month, nearly 500 passenger misconduct incidents. In other words, 500 really pissed off people who have been held down and mandated to muzzle themselves, and they've been restricted from travel. They're now just being allowed to, and they're acting like idiots. Well, I can empathize with them just a little bit, because I too am frustrated. More than likely you are as well. We've covered this stuff at nauseam, and here to break it all down and talk with us about why we might be seeing this uprising in passengers is political commentator, best-selling author, and Stu Peters Show contributor Deanna Lorraine. Get her book, by the way, Taking Back America, available on the communist Amazon. Deanna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Stu. Yeah, someday we need to create a conservative version of the communist network, because I don't like to continue to give my money to Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
Looks like we all, but that's coming soon, hopefully. So over 500, almost 500 of these incidents of what they call unruly passengers have occurred just on one airline, Southwest Airlines, in the last month. And over the last year, over 1,200 incidents have accrued on all different airlines and counting. This is piling up. And now, of course, everyone's very quick. It's easy to point the finger at the passenger and say, oh my gosh, they're so unruly. They're terrible. Who would beat up a flight attendant? This is the worst. This is not the friendly skies anymore. But you're right, this isn't the friendly skies anymore. The friendly skies have become the Nazi eyes. And every time we see this happen, there's a common denominator. And what is it? It's they're trying to force the mask on these passengers, but doing it in such an annoying and hassling and unruly way that they trigger the passenger. And guess what? There's no excuse for violence, okay? For the most part, she shouldn't have done that. But the fact is, when they're pushing us to the brink, every day for the past year and a half, pushing us and pushing us and pushing us in a pressure cooker. That's what we are right now. And they've stripped away our liberties. They have forced us to put a muzzle over our faces when it makes no logical or medical sense. They're now pushing the vaccine on us and saying that we can't fly or travel or enter into polite society if we don't. And not only that, the flight attendants, the workers, the service industry, they're no longer in the business of customer service. They're in the business of mask policing. That's what they are. They're no longer friendly. They're all policing Nazis. And the people and the witnesses have come forward and observed this. They said that it was the flight attendant's fault. The flight attendant was provoking this passenger. Over and over again, she said that she was provoking the passenger, being extremely rude, unordinarily rude to the passenger, saying, thing. You have to wear it over your nose. It's not high enough. It's not tight enough. I'm going to go call the captain on you. You're going to get kicked off. And other reports are saying that this was, it was so uncomfortable and so uncalled for, the behavior of the flight attendant, that other people were recording it with their phones too. And so it wasn't almost a surprise when the person beat the crap out of them, and it shouldn't have happened. But in a way, it's sort of a feeling of a collective feeling of all of us. They kind of took the took one for the team there. A lot of us sometimes feel like punching these people in the face that are taking us to the brink.
Yeah, and but yes, it's kind of hard to do that, especially like in an airline environment or air travel environment, whether it's at an airport during TSA on the airplane itself, maybe at the airport bar. It's like the don't F around place. If there's one place that you don't screw off in a post 9/11 world, it's around aircraft. I mean, everywhere else that you go is like the customer's always right. It's only in the airline environment where the customer is subject to federal violation and law and criminal penalty if they should like look at a flight attendant the wrong way. And, you know, it's also while I empathize with the passenger, I also kind of feel bad for these flight attendants because they are being mandated by these globalist corporate figureheads themselves also to be inoculated. I mean, I've seen stuff from Delta Airlines. These people are going to lose their jobs, everything that they've ever worked for, if they don't go get the jab. So they are also up against a rock and a hard place as they're stuck between the two, trying to figure out what's more important, you know, providing for their family or risking their own personal health and safety by taking this jab that has not been approved by the FDA, but yet the CDC is hiding numbers and VAERS is suppressing information and kids are being lured with cookies and ice cream and cops are holding back angry parents. I mean, what we're seeing here is unprecedented in the wake of this virus with nearly a 100% survival or recovery rate.
Well, yeah, exactly. And yes, yes. While there's some empathy as well for the service industry workers and the flight attendants, I do have to say, though, you know as well as I do, that most of these people, they have taken that power, they've become power drunk, and they've loved and reveled in this new position as the secret police, snitching on people, ratting people, throwing people out of planes, putting them on no-fly lists. They love it. They love this new power. I wish it wasn't so. But here's another message from Southwest, and I think it's really poignant to go over. They put out in a statement today, they said, today's traveling environment requires a new level, watch these words, of firmness in both tone and direction to ensure proper control of the cabin of our aircraft, as the attitudes and the behaviors of the flying public have unfortunately declined. Well, this isn't coming out of nowhere. This isn't like some big mystery. Oh my gosh, out of nowhere. For the last year, people and their public behavior has declined and become more unruly in planes. They're saying it right here, right in print, that they have become the secret police. They've had to become firmer and more controlling in their mannerisms and their voice and what they do. It's all from the orders from the top down, because they know that this is about control and compliance and not about our health.
Yeah,
and when are we going to stop complying?
I just
wish that we could take that anger on the streets and protests instead of beating up flight attendants.
Yeah, no, I 100% really agree. This thing has to go to the top. And I'm reflecting on a conversation that I had yesterday with Patrick Byrne, where he mentioned like three or four different steps for the insertion of communism. You know, there was the demoralization, then the disorientation, and then the normalization. So the demoralization, obviously, with the COVID pandemic, then they disorient you by making all of this this chaos around you, cities burning, getting kicked off of planes, being pulled out of public meetings, precincts being burned to the ground. You know, people being assaulted, domestic terrorists freely roaming the streets, getting bailed out,
chaos.
Not being held. Yeah, just total chaos. And then the normalization comes in that letter, where then when you try to take a complaint from a very rude person who is a Nazi in the sky, and you try to take that to her supervisor, no, their policy, their directive has now been, sir, and what you're going to get is, no, sir, we have been directed to be more firm. You know, we have to be more firm. We have to do that. In today's day and age, you know, we have to be more firm. This is the normalization of Nazism, of communism here in the United States. That's what this is.
Right. And instead of the customer always right, the customer now is always wrong.
Yeah.
The customer now is always wrong. They're guilty until proven innocent, and they're unhealthy and filthy until proven healthy with their documentation, their papers.
And doesn't subject that remind to you of something? Federal violation, right? It's exactly. It's like tampering with the laboratory smoke detector.
Right, exactly. There's no more customer service. You know, the people in the skies, flight attendants, used to, their job was to make you feel comfortable and have an enjoyable experience. Well, that has completely gone out the window with everything. And now it's just, it's only about when you step into a flight, it's put on your damn mask and make sure your mask is tight enough so you can't breathe an inch. That's what it's all about now. And it's only getting worse and worse. This proves it. And eventually people are going to snap, just like what we're seeing now. You push us to the brink, people are going to snap.
And when they snap, who's going to be there? The police? Probably not. Here in the city of Minneapolis, we've seen 200 of them pulled off the streets all over the country. People are calling for, elected representatives are calling for the defunding of departments. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, a city councilman, by the way, who's aiming to be the next mayor in that city, wants to defund the police, had his car stolen by children in broad daylight yesterday. What do we know about this?
This is hilarious, and I hate to laugh, but you got to laugh at this because it's funny. So Antonio Brown, who's a councilman in Atlanta, trying to become the mayor, he's been big advocate for defunding the police and putting millions away to defund the police because he thinks that the funds could be better allocated. So guess what? Yesterday, he's at a ribbon cutting ceremony when he parks his Mercedes-Benz on the side of the street, goes in to give his little speech, and then notices a couple kids jump in his car. He said four kids jump in his car, ages 6 till 12, was jumping in his car. He said, huh, this is interesting. Then he runs over there with his buddy, tries to get them out of the car. They fight back. They argue with him. They refuse to get out of the car. And he had one of those automatic buttons, the modern Mercedes, where you just have to push it, basically. For whatever reason, it was working. So they just went off with it. And he had to, guess what, call the police in order to get his car back. So first of all, it's hilarious, and we need more of these things to happen because these celebrities, these politicians, they think that they can live their cushy lives. And away from this, away from the fray of the damage and the incivility and the chaos that they're causing. But it's not. This is why I love when it happens to them. And it also shows you that, guess what, Antonio Brown, you can't really just argue your way or try to negotiate your way out of people that are about to commit a crime. They say, oh, we don't need the police. We can just talk your way. We can call a life coach or a therapist. You can sort of civilly resolve this. Well, he couldn't civilly resolve this with children who are 6 years old to stop him from stealing their car. How are we going to resolve it when a rapist comes to someone's home?
Yeah.
How are we going to resolve it when someone comes and burns down a building or holds a gun to someone's head if you can't stop a six-year-old from stealing your damn car?
Yeah. Or the 380-pound man who's high on PCP or who's drunk, who's trying to beat up his girlfriend, baby mom, or wife.
Right.
You know, and a social worker gets called because it's a domestic dispute, and that's what we're supposed to do now instead of sending an armed, scary police officer, you know, who might just hunt down and savagely murder in a racist rage an innocent black person who was just getting their life together. Needless to say, just before he, you know, pummels and beats the hell out of an innocent undersized female before stabbing her or shooting her and her kids, which we see happen all the time.
Oh, yeah. No. Now you're supposed to call a life coach or a therapist or a moderator who can go negotiate that circumstance. And I just think it's amazing because these are the same people that are against guns, but yet they have armed security. They're against walls, but yet they have walls and live in gate guarded communities. They say they're for the poor and the underprivileged, yet they're driving around in a Mercedes-Benz.
They want you
to wear
a mask.
They're against the police, but they call the damn police and they can't stop off the kids from stealing their own car.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Then they're against a mask, and then they're for a mask, but then they're against traveling, but then they go travel. They don't have their mask on.
Right.
Social distance. Limit your gathering size. Wait, until it's my turn to go to the French Laundry. It's just ridiculous.
Thank God. I almost want to give these kids a medal, Stu. I hate to say it, but I kind of want to give them a medal. I almost want more of these incidents to happen because what's it going to take for these people to finally say, you know what, maybe it's not such a good idea. to defund the police. Maybe we actually need the police after all.
Shots fired with Deanna Lorraine, weekdays, Monday through Friday, right here on The Stu Peters Show. Get her book, Taking Back America. Visit her at DeannaLorraine.com. We will see you tomorrow, dear. Thank you so much. Well, as the police are leaving your neighborhood, as they are being defunded, as they are walking away, there is no protection for you against assault, burning buildings, your corner stores being completely demolished in the name of, you know, career criminals, home invading thugs that rape women, hold guns to their pregnant abdomens, threaten to blow their unborn child out of their backs. These people, of course, they roam the streets freely, while grandmas who took pictures and selfies at the Capitol, at the invitation of Capitol Police, and by the way, the President of the United States, are fervently rounded up by law enforcement, federal officials. They are jailed without bail. They're being held in solitary confinement, unable to make phone calls. You cannot go out on the street and really find a cop anymore. In the city of Minneapolis, 200 cops are now gone. 115% increase in violent crimes here in the city. A direct correlation to the budgets being cut and law enforcement going away. There is no more protection for we the people. However, there is protection for the government. And now they're seeking more of that protection so that they can come after you even harder. That's right. They are going to be funding more taxpayer dollars being spent towards more IRS agents to come after you. Why is that? Here to talk to us about it is Carlos Cortez. He's an independent fiduciary. He's our in-house financial expert and a Stu Peters Show contributor. Carlos, this is unprecedented.
It really ticks me off, Stu. I mean, it's like our rights left and right, what we've built our capitalistic, beautiful country on. These idiots, these socialists want to take every freedom financially away.
Communists, and, actually, really.
Yeah, it's just communists. My dad was a legal immigrant from Nicaragua, and he's telling me all the signs are there that these idiots in the office are doing. And it's really pissing me off, Stu. I wake up every single morning to help somebody, because what really ticks me off is the Social Security trap I've been speaking about all week. Basically, everybody works their whole lives, build money in an IRA, 401k, SEP IRA, 457, only to know that when you pull it out, it counts towards the calculation of your Social Security.
Well, this is a really big story, too, in a lot of other ways, Carlos, because, you know, in lay terms, for people, for patriots that want to hold on to their Second Amendment, you know, quietly, in the middle of the night, this administration was talking about a $200 tax per firearm for people who own guns, right?
I lost all mine on a boating trip.
Yeah, me too. And that would mean that they would be due immediately. So if you own, you know, 100 guns, or let's just say that you own 10 guns, that's $2,000. You have to cut a check right now for $2,000. Now, they don't have to come and take your guns away, but now the IRS and all of these extra agents have the resources to show up at your door and say, where's your $2,000? Oh, you don't have it? Well, you're going to jail for tax evasion. You're going to jail for cheating on your taxes, and we're going to seize the guns to pay off your back debt. I mean, there is a way for them to come after everything that you have, and they're doing it with taxes, and the enforcement arm of that is the IRS. That's why if you go to government jobs right now, you're going to see an unprecedented amount of openings for federal IRS auditors and field agents. It's insane.
Yeah. And to that point, we are losing our freedoms in our retirement accounts. Not that we ever had them, because all these retirement accounts that you have offered at work, or, you know, the IRAs, anything that are qualified, are written by the Department of Labor called ERISA. So they control the rules and regulations, especially when it comes to Social Security. The scary part is what they have already done. Well, let's look at history. Tax-free bonds. We need prisons. We need bridges. We need sewages. We need potholes covered for once. All that is done through government obligation bonds. And in exchange, the investor, typically senior citizens, invest in tax-free bonds. They get a coupon rate. Well, that income is tax-free from state and federal purposes, but it does count towards the calculation of your Social Security. So if you're 62 years old and you make over $19,320 and grandpa gave you a governmental bond portfolio that was supposed to be tax-free, all that income is going to literally count towards losing your Social Security. It's a 50% penalty in the amount over $19,320.
Now, in addition to that, the inheritance tax that the Biden regime is talking about, a lot of people, again, are completely unaware of this. But if you inherit property, capital gains is immediately now due. This is going all the way back to a previous administration that, you know, it was absolutely devastating to people. So if you inherit a property that's paid for, you know, a lot of these old timers have paid off their properties. They're going to leave them to you. They're going to leave them to the grandkids. You're going to inherit this property, whatever you decide to do with it, whether you're going to move into it, maybe use it as a VRBO, maybe a rental. So you have some rental income. Maybe it'll be a retirement home or a getaway place. Maybe you'll just sell it and pocket the cash. When you inherit it, if that place appraises at $200,000, guess what? The capital gains on that is due immediately also. And the IRS is going to come looking for you if you don't pay it right now, yesterday, and they're going to take that property away from you. I mean, everything that your parents are trying to set you up for, everything that we're trying to set up for our kids is being taken away by these people in the name of communism to pay for their elitist goals, to pay for, to enrich them and to create more compliance and control for them. The amount of federal agents that you are going to see that are replacing the street cops that we're losing on a daily basis that protect us, it's absolutely insane. I mean, we are watching communism unfold. I'm telling you, and I said this earlier, Carlos, next week, I would predict by next week, by Friday, but I'm hoping by Wednesday, it is going to be out in a press conference that's going to be delivered in Washington, D.C. I'm hoping the cameras show up, and I hope the reporters will be there. There will be no way for them to ignore it. The crime will be solved. Then it will be, what are patriots going to do about it? We're in uncharted territories here. So, I mean, does the president then leave the White House? I'm talking about a serious crime being solved here. Okay, and the evidence is there. If you think the bombshell that I dropped yesterday with Maria Zach about the same people that were responsible for spying on the president and his campaign were the same people that pulled off the Italian job, that's huge news. We now know who set up George Papadopoulos. I mean, all of this stuff is coming out. Criminals are running. Jim Comey is hiding. These people are gone. Durham says he has them, but we don't even need Durham. I hope that Durham comes out, but I'm just telling you, like, all of this stuff is going to go away, and then hopefully anything that was signed, these executive actions, things like that, will become null and void as we prove that this big theft was happened. I mean, the depths of this, it makes my shoulders tense. I need some Verve Forever CBD cream on my shoulders right now because they're so tight. I can feel how tight they are just dealing with this every single day, but I feel such relief. I feel such relief in knowing that the person that I talk to, who is a completely credible source, who I trust 100%, who is telling me, Stu, next week, I'm hoping by Wednesday, but definitely by Friday, and we're going to drop the bomb.
Wow. You
yeah, it's insane.
We appreciate
I'm not. I'm not the man. I'm just the guy. I'm just the guy over here saying what everybody else is wanting to say and not afraid to be banned and not afraid of retaliation or anything. I'm not the one that's doing all this stuff, but this person and their team that's responsible for all of this is going to release this. And I pray to God that this person is 100% spot on. And I don't have any reason to discredit or discount what this person is telling me. I believe faithfully that this is what's going to happen. But as far as these IRS agents are concerned, and as far as the gun tax, and as far as the capital gains tax, I have a question for you that has been asked of me before. It was in my Telegram the other day when we were talking about taxes, people going to jail for IRS, you know, evading and all this other stuff. I have been told that you cannot be imprisoned, you cannot be sent to jail for failure to pay your taxes, but only for failure to report your income. Is that accurate?
You know, I'm not a tax attorney or a tax specialist. That's right. Pretty much out of my field, but I do deal with taxes when it comes to retirement. And to answer your question about the capital gains, there are investments that Trump laid out called in the Opportunity Zone Fund space. I believe it's 1400Z of the section code, where you literally can put money away, capital gains, in exchange to help a urban city, a developing city that needs to be helped, and exchange all your cost basis, all your capital gains goes away in 10 years. So there is some strategies if you're working with a competent advisor that's not so stuck on their company's products and pushing that towards you, and give us a call, we'll help you. But in regards to your question, the fact of the matter is that you just got to seek a CPA on it. There's different.
It was just a side note. It was just a side note, and we don't need an answer on that. I would say don't cheat on your taxes, and you can avoid all of the problems.
And they do give you plenty of opportunity to call the IRS and work a payment plan with them. but it's years behind those two. I mean, I know clients that haven't filed a tax return 5-6 years and they're not even getting letters yet.
Yeah.
So they'll eventually find out. Right. But it's years later.
Well, with all the agents being added, I'm sure that they're going to find out sooner than later. Just pay your taxes. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your guns. Not right here. Not right now. But, you know what I'm saying? You guys. Yeah. Hey, they're laughing in the studio as well.
I got my Second Amendment pin.
Yep. And so do I.
I love my right guns. Here.
Yes, absolutely. Listen, yep. Carlos Cortez, I also received some emails. Oh, my God, I called Cortez Wealth Management, and Carlos answered himself. You're like a celebrity, man. And, yes, he does answer his own phone. You can call him anytime, 813-448-3446. Again, that's 813-448-3446. We appreciate his sponsorship here on the show. You can reach him worldwide 24 hours a day online at CortezWM.com, home of the America First Retirement Plan and the premier sponsor, again, here on the Stu Peters Show, and we really appreciate it. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Stick on here with me, okay, Carlos? Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Folks, remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radio!